Toach Chok Yisrael, Day 5, Parshas Bo, 43b, and accept. Yichudu Da, Ha'omron Mekama Duchti, disunification. Behold, it was said in many places. Yichudu, when the Zohar says something was said in many places, it means said in many places of the spheros, from many angles of the worlds above. Yichudu Dechol Yoma Ihu Yichudu Dekra. Unification of every day is the unification of the verse, in Devarim 6:4. Shema Yisrael Hashem Akim Hashem Echad. Hear Israel Hashem, our Lord Hashem. Hakolu Chadis, behold us all one. Val Dor, because of this, Ikri Yechad is called one, a unity. Hotlash Shmonin, behold, there are three names. It says Hashem Akim Hashem. Hechin Yun Chad, how are they one? Yafal Gav, the Korean Echad, even though we read them one. How are they one? Ella, rather, because Yona de Ruach Kudsha is Yoda. In the vision of the Holy Spirit, it's known. From the level of divine inspiration, we get a revelation about this. Rinan Bechezu de Inestima, and they are the vision of the concealed eye. It means you have to close your physical eyes and look from the mind's eye, the third eye. Leminda de Tlasa Inancha, to know that the three, they are one. You have to look a level above and see the Ein Sof, infinite light of Hashem that's clothed in His names, is all one. And everything comes from it, branches out, right, left, middle side is all one. This it is the secret of the voice that's heard. Kol ihu chad, voice, it is one, and it is three colors, Eshev Ruchamaya, fire, and spirit, and water. Is the principle throughout the Zohar and Sefer Yetzirah. Rizal explains that the voice, in order to happen in the physical body, it comes out of a fusion of the three elements, fire, wind, and water. And from that is made voice, and it reflects that the spiritual root of voice is from these three elements, which are rooted in three spheres, chesed, yivur, tiferes. But you hear one voice, it's all one, all wielded into one. Similarly, these divine names are the root of the spheres, right, left, middle side, chesed, yivur, tiferes, they're all one. Kulu chad, and all one, present to call in secret of voice. Of Achos over here, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, Inu chad, they are one. Tlasa gavunin, three colors, Inu chad, they are one. But don't you call the Ovid Bar Nashbi Yichuda. This is the voice that a person makes in one of unification. When a person says out his voice, that's why we have to say the Shema. We have to say, I'm proclaiming Hashem's unity, to show that all this right, left, middle side, which from which everything in the world comes, is all one. That we can perceive Hashem's oneness from all the diversity of the world, which is called Kutimran 2, Torah 2, the revelation of simple one unity, unity from its diversity. And to put his will in unification of all, his person to direct his attention, to focus his concentration, how everything in all the whole universe is one when he says Shema Yisrael. Ain sofa at sofa dekula, from the endless one to the end of all, from the highest level to the lowest level. It's all one with Hashem, infinite and the finite and everything in between. It's all part of this unity. And this voice that he makes, and these three that are one, when he says Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This is the unification every day, of every day that is revealed in the secret of the Holy Spirit. His presence says Shema Yisrael every day, he draws upon himself Ruach HaKodesh. Divine inspiration, this high connection with Hashem. Kama Gavunin Yichuda is Aru V'Kulu Kshot. There are many types of unification are awakened, and they're all true. United of Hashem from right, left, middle, has a Gevurah Tiferes, from different colors, up, down, in the middle. It's all the same principle, because all forms of three are rooted in this. Manda Ovid Hai, Ovid, Manda Ovid Hai, one does like this, he does, one does like that, he does. However, you unite Hashem when he's. However you think of Hashem's oneness when you say Shema Yisrael, it accomplishes the oneness above. Of course, a person has to try merit to use the most expanded perception of Hashem's oneness that he's capable of with his mind and heart, each one according to his level. Kol chad nifu man v'sharat liba, each one according to what he says is in his heart. Avo b'hai yichuda. But this unification, the Kohanim Nisari, Mitasa, Barazza, the cold, the Iuchad, in the secret that we awaken from below, in the secret of voice, this is one. This is the clarification of the Shuhai Vichlal, this in general.
Prat, could come on. Afterwards, specifically as was said, which means the person has to try and draw this perception of Hashem's expanded unity in all the worlds above into all the details of this world.
Parsha Reviyor, the fourth Parsha, who raza de dine kasher, is the secret of harsh judgment. Yishamu lachem. This is the Parsha in Shema, in the Tefillin, and we mention it, God to you. So it comes from the left side of judgment. That's why it speaks about being careful. There's a head tefillin, tefillin draw, kagav nador, baschad besa. And the arm tefillin in the same way in one house is clothed all these four paragraphs that are in the tefillin. Behold, we awaken in them, they're all one secret. From the four letters of Hashem's name, Yud Kivavka. Kishu tefillin dereshi yud dalas. The band of the head tefillin is dalat. Baldoxi about this is written, verse in Shmos 33:23. Risa Sacharoy, you shall see my back. The Rizal explains that the knots that are tied in the head tefillin, in the straps, in the back of it, it looks like a dalet. Kaviyochol, as if it were, this is that Hashem showed to Moshe Rabbeinu when he said, you'll see my back, when he saw the back, the nape of the neck, that dalet of the tefillin as if where Hashem was wearing. The one says, as if where Hashem wears tefillin. He draws his the lights of the tefillin to the partsufim above. And he showed this revelation, this level to Moshe Rabbeinu. This it is in the back. And there is bound all this and all in one bound. One unification of Hashem. Tefillin the draw is kasha achra raza de biskadisha. And it is, when he puts on these head arm tefillin to be bound, another bond, the secret of the Holy Covenant. So the secret of the Holy Covenant, because they bind a person to Hashem. Razador, the secret, one itmar, we come and do, because it's said in many places. The Kula Razachad, it's all one secret. The filling called the sign, the bris called the sign, the bris, the covenant, the circumcision, the sign of person's flesh, the filling worn in a person's body. And they sanctify the physical nature and give us the ability to find Hashem's presence in the physical world. Zakorin in Israel, the Yodin Razador. Meritworthy, they are Israel, that they know this secret. Is putting them on is an expression of this knowledge. It's necessary for a person to put them on every day, to be in the supernal image. It comes like in the image of Hashem, the presence of Hashem rests upon him and shines out light from his face. It's written in Devarim 38:10, shall see all the nations of the world, that the name of Hashem is called upon you, and they'll fear from you. Because they see the revelation of the Shekhinah. Ad kan, till here, the story about the Vilna Gaon, at one time, someone made a false accusation about him, and they took him to court, and he always had his tefillin on, he had his talus over his face, so he went to the judge, took his talus over his face, and the judge was terrified and just said, get him out of here. Hashem blessed forever.